Hey everyone, welcome back. I have a real special guest today, and I am talking with Nikki Trout. Nikki is a transformational coach, a brand consultant, and a podcaster. Nikki empowers entrepreneurs to transform and unleash their purpose. I truly enjoyed this conversation with Nikki, and there is something real special about her, and I am super excited to share this episode with you guys and to share my guest, Nikki Trout. So without further ado, let's get to it.
Welcome to Mindfully Recharged with Mariana Thomas. In this podcast, Mariana brings you mindful conversations and people that will develop and recharge you from the inside out so that you can increase productivity in your personal and professional life. This is Mindfully Recharged.
Hey, Nikki, welcome to the Mindfully Recharged podcast. What is going on?
Mariana, hello. Thank you so much for having me here.
I am so excited to have you here with me today. Nikki and I were just talking before hitting record, and we just have so much in common. And our energy, just like we want to just jump through the computer and give each other a hug. You know, these days we just have to record over Zoom or whatever other mechanism that we can use. And Nikki, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in Germany. I was with my husband in Corfu, a little Greek island, for the autumn, where you can get the most incredible villas for a fraction of the price in winter. And it's just amazing, just immersed in nature. And we came back to Germany to visit my husband's parents for Christmas. And the plan was then to fly to London on Christmas morning to see my family, but London closed. We didn't go. So nothing changed. That was normal 2020, wasn't it? And we actually find ourselves still here. But tomorrow we're going to fly to Mexico for a few months. So we live as digital nomads.
I know. You just say that. But before we get there, Nikki, I want to dig into what I know that the title of this episode is From Unfulfilled to Coaching Entrepreneurs to Create Freedom and Success. So tell me a little bit about being unfulfilled. When you were unfulfilled, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, thank you, Mariana. Great question. So I worked in fashion advertising. I had very clear ideas of what success was, which I had learned from a very young age, going to school in London, where I'm from, with lots of amazing, talented people. It was very competitive, actually. I went to an all-girls school, and I thought I knew what success was, and I was going to get there. And so I did. I was a director of a fashion advertising agency across London and New York in my 20s, made friends for life. Oh my gosh, I met amazing people and, you know, I learned so much and had incredible experiences and worked with really the world's biggest brands like Calvin Klein and H&M and Dior. But I just didn't feel fully fulfilled. And I realized that in my late 20s, really, where I just felt that there was something missing. And I had what I had been told was the perfect life. I had a wonderful relationship, a lovely apartment, a great job, which my friends were, you know, looking up to a bit, to be honest, because I was kind of earning more and more senior than my peers. And I thought, why are people looking up to this? It doesn't feel right to me. And I realized that I needed to make some big changes in my life, and I needed to go on a spiritual journey, and I needed to connect more with myself and be more true to myself. And I think it was really a shift from the external to the internal, you know, from all of the different things I'd been told, all of the lessons I'd absorbed from society, to finding my own truth. So, I mean, it sounds frivolous, but it started when I cut all my long hair off. I thought, okay, fresh start, cut the hair off And then I very quickly, within a few months, I ended my relationship. We're still friends today. He's a lovely person. But, you know, we both needed to grow in different ways. Ended my relationship, left my job, which I manifested, and that I would be able to do that. And I had a flight 2 weeks later to Berlin to visit my best friend. And I just decided, I don't think I'll come back. So it was that spontaneous. And I just went to Berlin, and I have a great group of friends there who are all Berliners. And it was the opposite to going to New York, which I'd almost done because I'd been working there. But Berlin is somewhere which, compared to London, is slower, smaller. You have time to go more into yourself. There's still a lot of multicultural experience to be had. But in Berlin, I then started a company. I wanted to have freedom and realized that freedom was really my main driver. So I started a consulting company for lifestyle and fashion brands. And I worked with clients like Mercedes-Benz and La Prairie and MAC Cosmetics and Vans and all these amazing big brands. But I still felt that something was missing, even though I was earning twice as much and working half the hours, you know, everything was now on my terms. Still, I realized that there was a gap between my personal values and the work I was doing. I mean, I was helping brands to sell things that people don't need. Yeah. And sell things which destroy the planet.
Nikki, and that's what I wanted to get. When you say freedom, my mind went straight into values. So when you say the freedom is your first value, it does.
Absolutely.
Okay. So totally. That's when you realize you needed to make a change. So, you know, that's one of the things that I teach in my program is values is part of what I teach. And people don't realize sometimes that what they're doing doesn't align with their values. And so they are unfulfilled. And so I am so glad that you recognize that and that you got the awareness to move forward, even if it was making that huge change in your life.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I also teach values in my mastermind because I, like you, I just agree that they really have to be our filter for everything in life and all the decisions we make. And they connect us to our intuition and our truth instead of all these things which have come from the external, like I mentioned. So then I trained as a transformation coach, which I felt really called to do, and started coaching female entrepreneurs. And then with some time and experience, I realized that, of course, all of this business experience that I had consulting brands was not for nothing, and that I could combine it with all of my transformation coaching work and provide, you know, an amazing resource for women who want to make a positive impact on the world. I do also work with some men, but most of my clients are women. That's where I'm focusing now. And so I created the Transform on Purpose program, which is a program where I help people to get rid of their blockers and fix their mindset and also align with their purpose and then create a business strategy and brand strategy. So it combines both sides because, you know, as entrepreneurs, we need to have our mindset in the right place and our business strategy. We can't have one and not the other. It just doesn't work. So I bring that together. And I founded a company called Conscious Accelerator, where I help to serve people in this way. So now I found my fulfillment.
That's why we connect so much, because when she's talking, you guys, I just feel like it is my twin. Like I'm listening to myself. So I just love it. I love, love, love what you do, Nikki, because I identify so much with working from the inside out, which basically that's what it is. That's the name of my program is the Living Mindful and Energetic from the Inside Out, Mind, Heart, and Body. And, you know, sometimes we are so focused on the outside world and then we forget that we have to start with the inside first, before we worry about what's going on outside. And that's when we start feeling unfulfilled, because there's that disconnection between the internal and the external. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. So well put. So well put. Exactly. Yeah. I think that we are normally spending a lot of the beginning of our life living from that external, from the outside. And then our whole reality changes when we go inside. Everything changes. We realize that we can manifest the reality that we want, that we cannot control what happens in the world, but that we can totally change our own mindset. And it's so empowering.
It is. It totally is. Yeah. And it be manifested as well. So you mentioned something very powerful that I had no idea this even existed. And so it's a new thing in my vocabulary now. And it's digital nomad lifestyle. What the heck is that, girl?
Well, if we're twins, this is going to be you before you know it. So watch out.
Okay. I'll keep my guards up.
Yeah. But digital nomad lifestyle, it's living nomadically. So living freely and flowing around without an address. And I had been kind of on my way to that for a while before I met my husband, when I was living in Berlin, which is where I met him. I was still traveling quite a lot. And I made a big shift in my mindset around business. I realized that I needed to design my business around the lifestyle I wanted instead of designing my lifestyle around my career. You know, before it was like, this is my career. How can I fit the life I want around that? And Beautiful. Then I said, no more. I will create my dream lifestyle and build the business that fits around it. And of course, it means that you can be so much more successful because you're so much more in flow. You're so much less resistance in your life and you unlock your energy and power. So I flow with my husband around between different countries. We try to travel as sustainably as we can. And, you know, we connect with conscious leaders around the world. And I absolutely love that part of it, going between different conscious locations and nature, because I've lived in London, Berlin, and New York. And was craving more connection with nature as my own connection with myself grew. And so I love being able to tap back into cities and tap back in and catch up with incredible people who are there. But also from nature, then I can get a completely different energy. And it gives me a lot of clarity on my purpose. So I think it's really helped me to be very, very clear on what I'm here to do, who I'm here to serve. And we've got Clubhouse now, so we can connect with amazing people around the world from anywhere, right? That's how we
met. Yes, absolutely. And it's so interesting, Nikki, and I got more questions on that, but you mentioned flow. And here's where I got goosebumps, because flow is my word for 2021. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to flip off my chair. So our connection is not coincidental. Is not. And I'm just like, guys, I'm right here. And I'm like, oh my God, flow is my word. And I'm thinking, I need to dig, because I have been really reading and investigating flow, right? That, you know, as a dreamer, every single night, I always interpret my dreams every morning. And that's how my 2021 word came in, right? In a dream. And I'm still investigating more about flow. Okay, how do I navigate flow with everything else in my life? So what does that mean? You know, creating my vision board around the word that's the focus for this year. So girl, you're going to be a huge, huge support for me working with this word, because I don't know exactly. I don't know 100% what it meant when it came to me. You know what I mean? So I'm navigating through that. So that's beautiful. You are truly flowing. And I'm so jealous because I want to get there. I want to get there. So Nikki, digital nomad lifestyle. So when you guys travel to whatever country, did you rent a place? I mean, how did you do this? I'm very curious, you know, because you don't have a home anywhere. Everywhere is your home. So where do you guys stay? And obviously, you're taking care of your clients from wherever you are. Like you just mentioned, you made your business fit your lifestyle, not the opposite way. And I'm so jealous, you guys. I'm just saying that twice about that, because that just freaking amazing. So tell me about that.
Okay, so where do we stay? Well, we stay in really all sorts of places. So when we first decided to become digital nomads, we wanted to go to Portugal and just live there in nature somewhere, and didn't know really where to start. You know, where should we stay there? So I decided to just put it out to the universe somehow and see what came back. And, you know, we've touched on synergies. And I just, with no pressure, just allowed something to come to me. And I went and met a good friend of mine in London for tea. And she said her friends had just bought a place in Portugal and they were looking for someone to look after it until they went over there. And so I ended up having three houses on a big piece of land for free for 6 weeks, which was crazy. Or maybe it was for 2 months. It was beautiful. And that was just like coming home in a way, because it was coming back to nature in a new way, where I didn't have to rush. And then after that, flowed through, you know, London and Berlin, staying with friends and family a bit and renting Airbnbs, and then left to New Zealand, where actually my father's from New Zealand, so I have lots of family there. And my husband and I decided to hitchhike from New Zealand to London via land and sea. That was our plan. So before we met, my husband hitchhiked from Taiwan to Berlin alone. And so we had this idea, and I didn't really know how work would fit around it, or what my goals therefore would be with business. But I knew that it was something that I needed to flow with.
Yeah.
So then that was answered when Corona came, because a couple of months later, Corona came. We were in Australia, so it was clear we wouldn't be doing that plan and that I would be focusing much more on my business. So that was great then to have a different plan. So we ended up staying with my godfather, who's an absolutely incredible man and a complete inspiration to me, because he's the only person who I've had in my life to look up to from when I was young, who balances incredible success with incredible spirituality and consciousness. And he's the strongest person that I ever knew in both of those categories.
Wow.
And I think that's really, really inspired me. So thank you, Robert. I love you. And I'll have to send him this episode. And so, yes, we stayed there for 5 months, living in a beautiful place near Byron Bay, surrounded by nature, with a nudist beach, which, you know, with a German husband we love, and just being completely immersed. Then came back to Europe and decided to buy a camper van, because it was Corona. It was tricky traveling around. We didn't want to be on lots of planes and things. We also wanted to be kind of aware of other people, you know, and being respectful. So we bought a camper van with electricity, with Wi-Fi, solar panel, loo, shower, toilet, shower, everything, and lived in that around Europe for a few months while also staying with friends along the way. So from a mountain house in the Italian Alps to, you know, some family of my husband's in Poland, to just staying where we wanted to be in southern Italy. You know, we went all around different places working from the van. It was incredible because I could also concentrate so much, because I was either working or in nature. There was nothing else. You know, there was nothing. You don't even have the distractions of the home, of just chores or anything.
How awesome is that?
It was really amazing. But there was one learning for us, which was sometimes we had to travel when we wanted to work, and sometimes we had to work when we wanted to travel. So it was amazing, but this is the one thing where we just felt, okay, we need a change now, because our business was really ramping up and wanted to be in kind of one place with a higher ceiling for a bit.
Yeah.
So then we rented this villa in Corfu, which was just an insane bargain in winter, because, you know, everyone goes there in summer. Corona was locking down, and then lived there just with absolutely incredible nature, swimming in the sea every day at lunchtime. Worked a lot, but felt very much at peace. And then came back to Germany, like I told you, and then we're going to Mexico. So basically it's everything from a van to a luxury villa to an Airbnb or a friend's place, or it's very flexible. Sometimes I like to stay put for a little while, depending on the phases of my business and how I'm phasing my year. So, you know, now I'm in working, producing mode, where I've launched my new mastermind and I'm making sure that all my clients are very well onboarded and everything like that. And then when everything's ticking along and all my students are doing well, you know, then I can kind of take a couple of weeks for more movement. So
I love absolutely love it. And as you were explaining everything from place to place, to villa, to a house, to the band, I was traveling with you in my mind, in my vision. I was trying to flow with you. It felt so amazing, especially when you mentioned, it was so awesome when you say, I was in nature and then I was working and it was so productive. And one of the things that I truly believe is that when our mind is clear, we can hear more, we can feel more, we can produce more, we can be more productive, actually, when we are still. And that's something that I teach as well. It's like being still is not wasting time. Being still is actually productivity. Because you are clear in your mind, you're clear from all the chitty chatting, and you can actually concentrate and focus on what you're doing. And you're producing even more and even faster because your mind is not distracted. So what an awesome thing. Oh my goodness. I got to think, okay, digital, this is coming into my life somehow.
It sounds like it. I mean, I love to hear that flow is your thing this year. And my word at the moment is surrender. And I think that that's very linked to flow. They're different, but they're very similar as well, in that sense of kind of allowing the universe to guide you and allowing yourself to be trusting of something so much bigger than you. And I think that's also what you were talking about, you know, with that kind of stillness, because then you can connect with your intuition and your guidance. And it's so much more than your little mind can bring. It's so much bigger. And it just reminded me of how when we were in Australia, I got a complete download from the universe to start my podcast. And my podcast is called Going Conscious. And I interview conscious entrepreneurs and change makers and academics about big changes in life and about living a more fulfilled and free life, just as we're talking about. So, and, you know, it just came to me, this is the name, this is what it's going to look like, these are the people you're going to speak to, this is how it's going to be. And there was no strategic planning, there was no brand creation, it was just boom. Yeah. And then I said, yeah, I surrender. That wasn't my plan, but I'll do it. And
yes,
I'm so glad
I love it. Absolutely love that. As you were speaking into, I can't remember what you say, but it came to me, food, you know, like when you guys are, especially right now with Corona, you know, for us, I get delivery every week. Like I haven't literally been in a store since last year, since March. I don't go into the store. I don't go grocery shopping. I don't even go shopping for anything. Few things where they can just jump things in my trunk. You know, if I open the trunk and they put the things in my trunk, I go and get that. But I haven't been literally, I went to Whole Foods actually once. So I had to take that back. Once I went to Whole Foods. So I was thinking, you guys are, let's say that you went to the middle of nowhere. What do you do for food? Like, how do you supply yourself with enough food where there is no, maybe you go to locations where there is no grocery store?
Well, in Europe, there's really no middle of nowhere. Even if you feel you're in the middle of nowhere, you can always drive 20 minutes and you're at a supermarket. I've been to supermarkets many times throughout the pandemic, but, you know, just being careful, you know, following the regulations and wearing the mask and cleaning the hands and things. And, Yeah, I mean, I'm vegan. My husband's vegan. It's not hard. We love a bag of carrots to snack on, you know, and then just kind of making simple food, and completely depends where we are. Trying to eat organic is a bit tricky on the road because I like to eat 100% organic if possible, but sometimes it just isn't possible. But that was also part of surrender for me, was to understand that my standards like that, they can't be necessarily rigid, and I need to just be grateful for what's available and knowledge, you know, aware of what I want to live like, but not holding myself back because of it. So that was a big learning for me through that process, actually.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I have been, you know, thinking a lot with my students is gratitude. You know, that is so important to have that in your life. Because one thing that I learned, Nikki, this past year, I always went to Whole Foods for all my grocery shopping. You know, I will not eat anything that was inorganic, and it has to be this brand and that brand. And my dog just barked. the life of podcasting, right? And everything needed to be organic and all that. And so I realized that my grocery store for all my organic products, it was not as easy to deliver as it was the other store where not everything is organic. And I have to just be grateful that at least I have a grocery store that was, you know, elbow to deliver to my home every single day, all the things that I needed. And it was also a way to practice detachment for me, because it's like, okay, I'm so attached to these things that I need every single day, but guess what? I can't get them now. So I needed to let go of that. So detachment was a huge one for me last year in that regard, you know, because I'm like, nope, I won't touch, you know, an apple if it wasn't organic, or a pepper that has a lot of pesticides on it if it wasn't organic. Well, if there's a store that doesn't have organic, they're going to have to bring whatever they have, right? And we're going to have to be okay with that. So that was a huge learning for me. So I just love the fact that you are traveling the world, going to different places, and being okay and grateful with everything that you're experiencing. That's huge, Nikki. And I'm so impressed with that, because most people they want comfort, you know? And I think if we all want some comfort in some way. So we don't want to risk that, oh my God, where am I going? What if I don't have this or that? And you are willing to live your value that is freedom. And whatever comes with that, you are living your value, whatever comes with that. That's huge. That's huge, because we compromise our values sometimes to just accommodate the outside world, right? But it's not until we come into that unity with ourselves and the inside that we are able to really live into our value, our true value, with conviction.
Absolutely. Yes. I agree so, so much with that. And I love that you brought up the comfort thing of kind of, you know, giving up the comforts maybe to live with your values. And I think something that I realized was that that is the most freeing thing you can do. You know, I sleep on the floor. So my husband and I don't sleep in a bed, because we used to sleep in beds and we realized that it's actually bad for you. It's not good for your back because it doesn't allow your muscles to hold at night. I mean, think about how long humans have evolved and how long we've had these very fluffy beds for. It's not very long. And you kind of sink into a bed and then you feel like you kind of can't move anymore. And when you sleep on the floor, you wake up and you're ready to go and you feel empowered. But the most amazing thing, I mean, we sleep on soft mats, you know, like the Japanese do, yeah. But you, you feel grounded.
Wow.
And it's funny because when I was a teenager, my parents repainted my room and they got rid of the small bed I'd had. And my mom was asked me to choose a bed. And I said, I don't actually want a bed. I just want to sleep on this thin mattress on the floor. And she thought, oh, my own daughter not having a bed, please we have a bed, you know. She just didn't feel like it was kind of right for her child to sleep on the floor. But it's funny, eventually I gave in, but it took months. And it's funny, I always already had that intuition, you know.
Absolutely.
To be more grounded. And I think I would also say veganism is another thing, right, where you know, and I know you have experience with this too, but where you might think it's constraining, you know, it's difficult, you leave your comforts to live to your values. But then when you do, you, whatever your values are, you realize that you're free of the guilt. You're, even if it was subconscious, you know, someone in my family who eats meat but can't bear to talk about the industry, what happens, could never watch a documentary, adores animals, you know, just can't deal with the reality of the industry. So I know that there's then a disconnect between the conscious and the subconscious. And so eating that is actually like self-hate, because the subconscious mind is saying you're doing something bad, evil, yeah. You disagree with it. And that's just for someone who has those beliefs. I'm not saying that everyone should have the same, not at all. We all have our own beliefs. We all have our own set of values, but we must be aligned with our set of values and no one else can tell us what they are. And so it's also, you know, when you talk about comfort, I realized that by leaving behind my possessions, I got rid of about 75% of the things I owned. And then I still have things in storage and, you know, but traveling with a small amount of things and realizing that it's too much, it's so freeing. Realizing I don't even need 5 t-shirts.
Beautiful.
You know, wow, it's so, so freeing. And then just being really mindful of the things you have. And, I, you know, I've got a brand new MacBook, which enables me to do my work. You know, I have things, but they're intentional things which help me to achieve what I want to achieve to make the impact I need to make on the world. You know, it's
absolutely
really freeing.
Absolutely. You know, that's beautiful, Nikki. And you're just speaking into my world. You're speaking my language, literally. You know, I did veganism for 10 years. And at that time when I did it, I wasn't really well educated into the topic and how to do and how to keep myself healthy being a vegan. So I ate too much of certain products that actually kind of raise some hormones in your body. So it wasn't until I became really educated about that, I was like, oh, I see why this is going on, right? Because I my blood levels went down, I was dizzy. I mean, because I did it completely wrong for 10 years. I don't know how my body was so resilient. I think it was because of yoga, the meditation, the exercise, the movement, the internal work that I was doing, the breathing was keeping me alive. But the eating part, the nutrients were not enough until my body was like, enough of that. So for me, was the defining moment. I needed to educate myself. So now what I do is 75% vegan. So I do 75, not 100 now, because of the blood levels issues that I had, you know, which this is interesting, Nikki. I always had low blood levels since I was growing up. So it's something that it was in my genetics, maybe. Maybe my system is not ready for 100% vegan. So I have to accommodate myself to the 75%, you know. So you get that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone has to make the decisions that are right for them with their health. I think that there are ways to be healthy, the healthiest you can be, being fully vegan. you know, all of the different proteins and things in animals, they will come from plants, right? I mean, we know that. But you're right. It's all about having the right advice and education around how to set that up for you, and everybody's different.
Yes. And it's about being conscious and mindful, right? All the things that we're talking right here, right now. Well, Nikki, I just love having you here, my friend. And last question that I want to ask is, what's next? Like, what's next in Nikki, the podcaster, the conscious coach? What is next? The traveler that has no home and travels all around the world. I am so jealous. This is the third time that I mentioned it's in a good way, in a good way. What is next? And what would you say to the audience? You know, what would you tell them if coming from you, what would be your advice for someone that is listening to this and is thinking, oh, gosh, I always wanted to do something like that. Or she's talking to me. What would be your advice? What's next for you? And what would be your advice to the audience?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I mean, anyone who thinks I'm talking to them, I'd love to hear from them. You know, I always have my DMs on Instagram open at Nikki Trott. But what I'm doing next is I'm writing a book, my first book. And it's all about the method that I've created in my mastermind and the wider shift I see in the world and how this all comes together. So I truly believe that, you know, 2020 was a time when we went inwards. 2021 is a time for collaboration and making all of those changes based on listening to yourself. And so I think that this year and the next years are really about the bravery, the courage to connect with purpose. And what I would say is, if you feel that you're not aligned with your purpose and your values, you can make those changes. And the mind will always bring fears into things because the mind is just conditioned not to like change. But I truly believe that when we are aligned with our purpose, which is like our mission, which is bigger than ourselves, and it's something that can evolve over time, when we are aligned, we will not only live a more fulfilled and happy and successful life, we will also help the world to flourish around us in whatever way we do. And so it's win-win. And that's what I believe in. And that's what I'm seeing in all my clients. And it's the most rewarding thing I can imagine. And so my book is to help people to make that change and to make that leap.
I love it. I love it. And you mentioned if people want to connect with you, and if they do want to connect with you, in the show notes, we're going to have Nikki's information all about her and how anyone can connect with Nikki if they want to know more about everything that we talk about in this episode. You guys know where to go to the show notes and just get everything in there. I'm super excited that we had this conversation, that the universe brought us together. I had the feeling that you are going to be in my life for a while, my friend. We are now buddies. We are BFFs now. And, you know, you are welcome anytime, my friend. And to the audience, thank you guys for listening today. And remember to go to the show notes. I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Mariana. It's been amazing.
No, you're welcome, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening, everyone. And don't forget to go to the show notes and click to download your free, mindful, and energetic living guide. Also, don't forget to share this podcast with your friends, your families, and everyone up there. I want to get this up there to everyone. So thank you for your support, and I'll see you next week.